Last seconds of the first hit out for Hawthorn and St Kilda. Ben's footy's back at Moorabbin, and the Saints cap it off with a victory. And that famous song rings out around Moorabbin again. It might bring a tear to the eye of a few old Saints.
Well, I wonder if there was a tear for a few old Saints out there in the animal enclosure at Moorabbin last night. Footy was back there for from a men's perspective anyway, with the Marsh Community Series kicking off against the Hawks. Dean Kemp was a part of that lineup in the red, white and black, and he joined us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
We are terrific, thank you. Now, we know it's not for premiership points, and we know all that sort of stuff, but the fact that there was another men's football at the Moorabbin Football Ground, the RSCA Park these days for the Saints, was it spoken about from the club's perspective in the build-up? Because it's a very important place for people of St Kilda.
Yeah, definitely. We all spoke on the captain's one morning, and Rats got up, and Matty Fitness, the CEO, and just kind of spoke a little bit about, you know, what the ground and that meant to the Saints and meant to the loyal fans and stuff. So, yeah, we did touch on that briefly, and it was awesome just to see it packed out and so many people there. It was great.
It's nice that they did that, I reckon. I think it's important in the history of your footy club, and certainly places of such emotional and historical significance. Getting some love in the build-up to a clash like that is a good thing. And you played all right too. Geez, you moved the ball well. Is this what we're expecting under Brett Ratton?
Yeah, we Ratts has pretty much just kind of left it up to us boys, and he kind of, he's given us some guidelines, but he said, you know, you kind of swim between your flags and, you know, whatever you want to do with the ball, just make it quick or depending on the state of the game. But, yeah, we'll definitely try and attack the goal face a bit more and, hopefully try and kick some easy goals this year.
So take us into that a little bit more deeper, Dean, about that. So is it a situation at the start of the preseason he sat you down and said, how would you like to play and I'll shape a style around that, or was it more a collaborative approach, or did he kind of set the guidelines and you worked around those guidelines?
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, there was still, obviously, Rat played a big part in it and pretty much kind of showed us the direction he wanted us to play the footy, but, yeah, it was kind of, depending on who you are and the personnel and you know, the kicking style and everything like that, so he pretty much just said, if you think you can hit that inside kick or you think you can run and carry and break the line, get out the back, you kind of, you know, play to your strengths. And that was a big focus over the preseason, was just playing to the individual strengths and with games to go and all that training, the kind of chemistry and, knowing your players and stuff just ended up started becoming real, and obviously it was on show last night, and hopefully we can keep building that.
As soon as you said hit the inside kick, I thought of one person, and that was Brad Hill with what he was able to do immediately last night. What sort of impact has he had on the football club? Because I must confess, while it was only a pre-season game, it's like he'd been a St Kilda jumper for many, many years, the way he just sort of fitted in.
Yeah, Brad's been awesome. Pretty much as soon as he stepped into the club, and he's just a great guy to be around. He's bubbly, he's energetic. And then obviously last night, just, you know, you kind of, when you're up against him, you're like, gee, what's he going to do and how are we going to stop him? But now he's in the red, white and black. It's pretty exciting. And like you said, he takes the game on and breaks lines. And he just plays to his strengths. So it's awesome to see. And I can't wait for it when the whips are cracking.
I was really interested in the role of Ben Long last night. You spoke about the ball movement and quick movement into your forward line. He looked like he played across halfback his whole career. Now, I know he's only still young, but will we see that moving into the season? Because I felt that really worked well last night.
Yeah, Long, he's been terrific down back. He's pretty much done the whole process of down back, so... from what I know and what most of the boys know, we're expecting him across half back and just to bring that dash, and he really backs himself in the air. And, you know, kind of, he's a real strong body as well for a little guy. He can lay some big hits and big tackles. So, Longy's been terrific down there, and hopefully he can stay down there and grow in confidence and, really use that ball off half back.
You're only new to the club yourself, obviously, being a year into in with the Saints. But how do you bring five plays into the club, into the team, pretty much, and be comfortable? Because it looked comfortable last night.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, I've probably never experienced that personally, and coming last year was me and Hannah's. But bringing the five guys in this year, and all pretty much in the best 22. It's obviously healthy for the group to kind of keep fighting for spots. But I think just the way Rats and the coaching staff really brought everyone together, and just a brotherhood, and you know, kind of everyone's really excited to play with each other, and there's no miscommunications. Everyone's on the same page, so that's probably getting it down from the coaches and understanding the game plan and understanding each other.
Winks came out of retirement last night for a bit of a performance. Max King was in the red, white, and black in front of the faithful. Was there a gasp when he went for the ball, because he seems to have that reputation already for a guy who hasn't played a lot of footy? He's got the reputation of being the prodigal son almost.
Yeah, he was good last night. It's good to see him out there and fine for some marks and hitting the scoreboard early. But he's awesome. He's just a young kid trying to learn his craft, and his attributes are obviously flying at the ball and taking contested marks, but we'll just keep working with him and getting him primed for round one, and slowly go from there. But yeah, he's awesome to see out there. He's an awesome talent, but it's still kind of under the hood at the moment, so looking forward to building on that.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to seeing what he's got under the hood. What about in the ruck situation? Ron Marshall and Paddy Ryder has come in, of course. Is it going to be an even 50-50 split, or we'll see them resting forward or sitting back behind the ball? What's going to be their roles for those two? How are they going to split that job?
Yeah, I think, last night it was mainly 50-50, and then Ryan Abbott came in for that last quarter, and he pinched it in the ruck as well. But with Paddy, I think he's kind of still fine-tuning and getting his body right for round one. But I'll kind of probably see that ruck maybe 60-40 to Marshall, and Paddy can play mainly forward and pinch it when Prospect needs it. So Prospect being Ryan Marshall.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure that would be kind of split between them, and they'll go from there. So it's good to have two big men, and they can both play forward. So that's awesome for us down there.
We've got a lot of St Kilda fans that listen to the show, and quite a few have texted in already talking about more goals that were kicked last night. And I think it's something that you needed to address from last year. 17 last night, shared. Is it going to be, are more goals going to come from a different looking forward line, or a different style of play that perhaps is a little bit more offensive at times?
Yeah, I'm hoping just a complete different style. So we can build the ball up from half back or from the centre, and we can work our way to kicking easy goals. I remember last year we kind of had some shots from the boundary, and we'll kind of always rush with the kick. So what's been drilled into us is always looking for the next best option, and kind of finding easy goals and really trying to attack that goal face so we can score for the crummers, so we can get under the nose and hopefully kick them from the goal square rather than kicking them from 45 on the boundary.
And you shouldn't miss too many from the goal square, so that's a good theory. It's a very good theory. Now, am I right in saying that you're playing Hawthorn again next week?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, next Friday out at Morwell. So we're going out there and having a kind of scratch match against them, and then we got Colin the following week out at Morwell as well.
All right. Okay, that's good news.
Morwell specialists,
yes. the Saints, track them down and check your local guide for more details there. And what about Dylan Robertson? Obviously, you're much talked about in the last little while with his medical conditions and health. How's he tracking? Is he going to be right for round one?
Yeah, he's tracking really well, and I'm really excited to see him back. He's pretty much like a new recruit for us as well. We haven't played for a couple of years. So, he's fit and firing. He's just got a little corky on the weekend, on the week leading up to this week. So he'll play in the Prakki game against the Hawks, and along with our captain and Hannabury and Zach Jones and all kind of fresh faces. So it'll be good. And everyone's out there kind of doing their job interview for round one. So what that looks like, we're not sure yet. But it'll be exciting.
I'm sure Saints fans are pretty excited about that after what they saw last night. Back at Moorabbin and a victory over the Hawks, a good way to start the 2020 season. And we know the home and away season's a couple of weeks away, but still, winning is good as far as I'm concerned. Dean, great to see you in action last night for the Saints as well. Good luck for the season. We look forward to chatting through the year.
Awesome. Thanks, fellas.